This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
For nearly four decades, the consumer watchdog Citizens Utility Board has been set up to be a thorn in the side of the big power companies. The state's biggest is Commonwealth Edison, which recently admitted to a bribery scheme to influence House Speaker Michael Madigan. A WBEZ investigation has found the group got millions of utility industry dollars while it was taking up ComEd's cause. WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney is here to give us some background information on the group known as CUB. First off, Dave, can you tell us about how CUB was formed and what its job is supposed to be?
Yeah, Mary. I mean, this was an organization that the state legislature set up back in 1983 after a series of ComEd rate hikes got people really upset. A referendum drive across the state pressured lawmakers to act, and CUB was born out of that. So the thing to think about here, ComEd and Exelon, whenever they come to Springfield, their legislation is really complex. It's some of the densest legislation there is, and it affects monthly power bills that we all pay. So CUB is supposed to be kind of the ratepayers' first line of defense.
A big part of your investigation with our colleague Dan Mihalopoulos focuses on where CUB gets its money, which has raised some serious questions about its independence as a watchdog. What's up with that?
Well, so the law that founded CUB says the organization is not supposed to be getting any financial support from the same public utilities that it's watchdogging, but at least twice the legislature passed bills pushed by ComEd and Exelon, which is ComEd's parent company, to set up foundations funded entirely by utilities. So what we found was that between 2000 and 2018, these ComEd-funded foundations gave CUB more than $11.5 million, even while CUB was publicly supporting the utility on some big legislation.
And on top of that, you found CUB has a relationship with ComEd that critics find a little too cozy. What sort of things are we talking about here?
For starters, after getting a secret look at Exelon's balance sheets, CUB sided with the company last spring on a new bill that it wanted. One lawmaker told us that he was angry to learn that CUB had signed a non-disclosure agreement with Exelon, but wouldn't share those financial details as it lobbied alongside the utility. I mean, that's unusual. Another example, in 2016, CUB was again in the same side as Exelon and ComEd, and this is significant because the bill is mentioned in the federal bribery case you talked about earlier against ComEd, though CUB hasn't been implicated in that. After the bill passed, ComEd threw a big party to celebrate, and CUB's leader, David Collada, was there. So you basically have the utility and the group that's supposed to be watchdogging the utility all in a room full of clinking glasses and backpatting. More recently, CUB hasn't been as public or as aggressive as others have been toward ComEd after the company acknowledged its role in Springfield bribery.
You've spoken with CUB's leader David Collada extensively about the findings of this investigation. What does he say?
Well, that leader I mentioned, David Collada, is unapologetic for backing the 2016 ComEd bill, which he says will pay off for consumers in the long haul. And he doesn't believe the organization has gotten too cozy with utilities.
I think our track record speaks for itself in that, you know, most of the time we are fighting with ComEd. But there are circumstances when it turns out that it's in the best interests of consumers to work out a deal.
You know, he also shifts some of the blame to the legislature for passing laws that enabled CUB to accept millions of dollars through these utility-funded foundations.
So people who have worked for years around utility regulation in Illinois have also been criticizing this. What are they saying?
They say that CUB's willingness to take utility money at the same time ComEd was spreading around no-work jobs and contracts to grease the skids in Springfield is a problem. Here's Robert Gallo, president of the Illinois AARP. They're a frequent critic of ComEd's.
Anyone who's been around Springfield or Chicago and has seen the largesse of ComEd, you would think that CUB would have run in the opposite direction. They fed at the utility trough, just like all the rest of them did.
Governor J.B. Pritzker and lawmakers are expected to take up utility legislation next year. And don't be surprised if lawmakers also reassess CUB whenever that happens.
We'll stay tuned. That's WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Mary.